So you're gonna take it if we go up there? He says, you put this trap on, here's a tree right here, and you set your trap right there by the roots or in that area anyway. And when you're gonna leave both traps like this one up here and that one, you put, cut down trees, I mean not trees, the limbs of trees, and just cover it all around. So whether it's stormy or not, it stays there.
Tara una una metik la ga tele ga una tara piyakot la pek tok u mak ngana ku luk tok tara piyakot la pek tok tara metik la ga tele ta na na mo tele inyo mi nyu ga ta na lu ga pa lu mun ne na lu mik ka ga ga al sha ya mun ne na lu ma ga.
He says this trap is much, much more better than this even. It's stronger and it doesn't...
Una uvunga uvunga tutilla tan rechon. Una goktara tara na ko parta umuruk.
He says this is a firm trap and this one is easy to, you know, what you call it, break down or whatever. Nagregutalik is the name of this.
Nagregutalik, yeah.
Maybe you can even add that on when we're out there. He says we can go over to the school and ask one of the teachers. He's got one over there for display. This they take with them at all times when they're going up to.
Utuk lu aklonau ramik tak neterona pekak merah teram lupa mik. Tak nawa netera kaki ramik le kami suput mengik le ayau piramik le pekak kami mana nak tidak tak tak baca kahariga. Tak na asin nut karya ramik kami tera imroti lu lo. Unak si amin neglisigira ako patutora ako ni nakikto kayo tigim man. Nula kami nga si, tala puguta kaya silgit yun. Tala taong na tala sukot na pengat patkot.
He said this one is real useful. It's shaped something like this and it's curvy like a bow, almost like a bow, but not as steep. This thing you keep the mosquitoes away. Hitting them like this and using it as a fan, using it as a drinking cup, or and then when you're staying overnight along the way, you can use it as a dish. So there's three ways to use that. And there's a hole drilled right here and a loop of rope.
Is that out of wood?
Yeah, this is made out of wood. He says we can ask one of the teachers and get to see the one he made over there at the school.
Kakirao payak tak nasa kakak tak tayman.
So they take this at all times when they're leaving for out there.
It's July 21st, 1983, and Joe Sun is talking about hunting techniques.
Okay, when they're hunting sheep long time ago, they use bow and arrows to hunt them, and there are some places too going down the mountainside, and there's this not real clear water that the sheep go down to and lick from the ground. It seeps out from the ground, he said. So they use snares to hunt the sheep too, long ago. Yeah. Tara.
Tak nak cuma tera Allah tak bercengi ini napit lubid lubid lagi ke tak panai si pe amasi tera kalau panik tak napit lubid tera tahu tu teri apa aku ting ibnai makau pergi ke tak pilih apa tu tera tahu tu tak kami ingin mik tera tema pisah nak kami ni jangan pilih aku Inyuksula rumun ne tusa rumingun ne sule pupulan ngit nyaming inyuk neilet lagu pinyit nyaming inyuk suktak te katak toon ne orla katak lecun makip ne pinyak to ne tako nunangat taman na iyakak ip nakot maka katagalaw kak pagit lating te minyuk suk migun ne tusa ruming tupisalaw tigit lecat
You can make noise when you're approaching a sheep just as long as it don't see you. But when they sense that there's a person coming toward them, they can really hide real fast somewhere. He said the reason why they stood still is because the rock slides down all the time if they try to escape. So if they just only hear a noise without seeing the person, they just stay there. But if they saw a person, their eyes, they could run away real fast. Or if they smell a person. So you have to really watch, preventing from them to see you.
Tamara, Ibna, Nyakta, Nitokara, Shure, Ibna, Ibna, Nyakta, Ibn Tamani, Nunangat, Nait, Naming, Tak Shipman, Ibna Kaho Rob Tuma, Tao Chekshok Lui, Naka Nasha, Mopak Maklet, Nainakot Nagalakton, Tarugori, Ibna Runa, Ibn Mekom, Mera Tomik, Tao Tukami, Tak Shipmela, Tao Tukami, Tarugor, Shilan Rashiti Tariga Shila, Tap Nashuloko Tigirariat.
And when they have open fires in the evening, they try to have something hanging up behind the fire so that the sheep won't see it from up from the mountains. Because if they do, the sheep lets the weather get real bad. That's an old saying, I guess, from a long time ago. So when they have open fires in the evening, they put, what would you call it? Anyway, put something up so that the sheep won't see the fire from the mountains above.
Kamang niu kau lupa katukau ni matak lupa perse ame kami lak di per kami kalau ramu tak na tak ketiga ram ni iklu tu, unna putu gok me unna juga ramu unna per tak na cengi kiki kiliar ni gay kami liar nak tu telang me kira.
Unna kami kiki cilak lupa.
Terami kami lak di per kene per ame. Tak nak potong nu bunga penan umalin juga orang pe, aku nuan tak nak jodoh kiki kiliar.
Uni sigam ni?
Sigam ni terani, terus terus sulit tak nak segan ribun, tapi coba mungkin tahu tu kalau katingun ni tak mak ngau rak terneh tu.
And he said there's an old saying. After you got through hunting in the daytime, when you're resting for the evening, take your mukluks off and your socks and cut a little wood piece about that long. What is it, a 2 inch?
Yeah, 2 or 3 inches.
Yeah, and put it between your toe and the next toe. Because if you don't, he said the sheep will just run away if you don't have that stick between your toe and your. Even if they don't see you camping down below, they'll just run away if you don't have that stick. But that's an old, long time ago. They don't usually do that now, he said.
Terawa, terawa, kanu kucing tak nasihat, waktu tinggal senyap berlari, terus ingin rak nasi pengu berlari tu kagla.
And aku rok terus tu sarak sarakan. He's gonna tell the reason why you do this with a little stick.
Uba, temnya rok kayak tak banyak tak, temu mana nunami keberak sak naikone peami. Tak kau ngip naik nunangat nun ilip jenis nulaga terkicak nulak marjuk enyuk terkicak ya nulak beli amigok terkuat terus nulak bersama kita mana mana terok terkap tu nita mik in exam ichuma akener in yugle in you chalaktet lugu in exam dik tesuma partner akto tari lal akto okta kakumi ubata dak dat kaume nayi mutiki nyamita nakatal gichak in yug tikin nyega ta lokoti landikupko
this person that was in the stories a long time ago, Kayakta and Yakta, because he's been all around the places, almost everywhere, that guy that started from Selwick area. So he went out to the sheep country.
That one.
Anyway, when he's making a shelter for the evening, for the night, when he's making his shelter, he puts another place for another person, because he knows he'll have a visitor each time he settled down for the night. So he did the same thing that evening.
Yeah. Kami jep lene nurlagatal gitcha inyok tikil gitlu anda kaksi daga kaksi rum na nak tau kotik tejala ken ubah siu nak yak tau kung yak tau kami diakone na nak tau putuk kodi yok tau ne lek sakti ngura kaksi yata ne itcha itnya serigaso tau ili chore ame dat no washe putu kone tamne lek sakten ngur laplu dat no la kame te shoma na per to la kame tum ngai la pe garche ame te ke aperega putu kone wa tamne shukrone ilek sakpe na wa te shoma Tak mana kira, terang dari suku itu berhasil dicoret dah. Tak nasi terang pergi rohul, tak pungin juga itu, tak pung memeluk tak tahu sebelum. Terang juga net temat kau mali, net tu kita kalau tak terang sunawin juga itu terang juga ikhlas ikhlas suku itu pernah.
And all of a sudden a person came into his shelter. He had his open fire there in the middle. He got his makluks off, his boots off, and was sitting by the fire. And while he was sitting there, this kayakdaw start moving his toe, you know, like this wiggling it. When he noticed that person across from him was restless, scared or something. I think he was looking at his toe moving. And that person asked, "How come your toe is moving like that?" And this guy tell him that it's moving because it wants to eat you. And all of a sudden that person just run out, climb to the mountains and just go way up there somewhere. So that was a sheep. The sheep would be around in lowlands like our caribou, but then this person scared him away so much he went up to the mountains, and that's where sheep lives right now. So that's why you have that stick between your toe and your second toe.
There's a rock that put me in the Tigong bayalaw kaya taraw raw na ato nila. Nagdalaw raw nila.
And as he was escaping up towards the mountain, that this person could hear the guy said, "Hold your toe, you know." What's going on? in Khayakdar, and Yakdar said, yeah, I'm holding it, but it's trying to run away, get you. So he climbed more higher. So that's the reason why they have that little stick between their toes. Otherwise, if he didn't scare that sheep away, they'd be around us too, like the caribou. But he scared it away with its toe, his toe. Okay, instead of saying they go sheep hunting, they say this one a long time ago. And they don't directly say sheep to a sheep, they say kakuktok. That's it for the sheep, no, for the caribou. He said it's almost the same thing, you hunt them with bow and arrows a long time ago. And then you can snare them also because they have pathways, you know. There's a caribou trail somewhere out there. They snare them too. and he said they're much easier to snare than the sheep, the caribou are. Much easier.
So later, all wrong me, that call not that. That call me, all wrong me, Narva me, Kanralan Nervae, Chekahoting, Lean you, that not a ring that you call me, Nick. That nature you talk to keep yamming, yaw rock the sun, mark not that to keep yam. Kanralan Nerta, Kayanik, that net, Narva, Nayak Shark, it Louis. Number 10 Marcy. Shabigi put Lutatna, Donani, Narva Penny, to look tail, you would in your chalk to look tail, you could take Papa Nunami, Tatna Kapak ship, you would Donani, Tatna Liver to Tut or Rami Pinier Nikami.
They also hunt them in the lakes, you know. There'd be people around in that area, and one or two persons in the lake in their kayaks, tie up the knife to a piece of long wood, I guess, and just spear them there in the lake. They call it Kanralan Nerdot when they're killing caribou in the water. Kanralan Nerdot, see. What you call it when they're killing caribou in the lake without letting them go on the ground, just trying to keep them in water and spear them with that knife.
I'm a Ramani name, a Rapakma on it. Go me, I carved out a new Takola Sami, can relate, never get a Ramani nitemani. That necessity. In your Pilakami, Kajami Tara Yaklak Luta, Shavira, Shavira, Kapla, Nikamata, Mani, Nikumi, Maluman.
Even here in our rivers, like right here, when you spot a caribou in the river, you call them Kanrala, which would be up to here. Kanrala, up to that A. And they, long time ago, they speared them too, or just
same thing.
Yeah, with your knife when it's in the water.
To let a mother not or rock me over Pinya to Nelly Kanga, Nigokok Toko to Vase Ukimi to Nelly Kanga, Tep Joshule, Cotigira Lam Nato, to Limaka, Ip Nation and Retting Ip Namaka, Ip Nation Nigat Lanik Chatko, Tik Pit Lechet, and Mako Cotigiru, Nigachalo, Carlo Pedlo, Vase Mako to. When you are a kid, they met to Tishimare and Michigan would log up the coming. They must say in your nation, it done in your fluid. In your head, I mean, you're cocked it, Louis, the part of Charmon, the lip matter. Malik Louis, the red art, not to call up the window, the mother. I pulling me, loose having me, tart the cup of fluid. time up in your nicking.
Yeah, this is what they do in the summertime for the caribou, the one you just wrote down. And in wintertime, caribou comes here to our area from out there and stay year round. And when people notice there's going to be caribou around our area close by, they wait for a big snowfall before they hunt them. And after there's a snowfall, they go to those caribou. Maybe there'd be a bunch of people all together and start pushing them towards trees, like these spruce trees out here. And when the caribou get, because they're slow when they go deep into the snow, they don't run away as fast. So they use their spears, their knives to kill them in the wintertime. But they be sure and wait for a big snowfall before they hunt those caribou around our area. That's way before they have these rifles, I guess. That's the only way to hunt them.
Taratapko Moya wanna live chakra tutun nasakana poo rirot it nagarige.
This is what you call them when they're hunting them in the deep snow.
Terimaaniku wong mili tamarra taakna pirak nikangit. Upasul upalasi tatkane kane apit lelyami tatkaka nota memi tatkakma tak nasak away chenga duo watosak ilishi magalaga tika magalaga kangirtep yutigle nakunginyun kangirtep matutema kangirtep yutin tak na asi tutut ungup luwit tak na cemon kangir kamon isyaktit luwit pirak nikang tak na tawak ginyu ungup luwit terama tak ninyu sukahon nipsyok terama si kangir kamilya umani ke ani bisak seroti ke bicaroming apkotik sangat tak na digajak pinyarok luw tak na si napayak sip luting ilyani tamarra kak rupiah nak minyak mat kak rupiah seru video kang yang kamu ni sekitar nama sih pirak nikang
when they hunt them long ago out in Nunatak area, there's not much snow as it is here in our area in Kuvak, so they make corral like things up out there and push them in there. There'd be a lot of people driving those caribou into the corral, and that's how they kill them. Snaring them, put all kinds of snares. After they're all in the corral, there'd be an exit-like thing going out. And when the caribou is trying to escape, it'll just snare itself in there. Or they can use bow and arrows too, just shooting them inside the corral or their spears. That's how they do them out there where there's not much snow. That's what you call kangeraktuktut. Okay, they directly don't say caribou, they say this isigakpak. And they don't say, they went caribou hunting, but they say this one, this long word here at the bottom. Isigakpalakdot. It's the thing he almost forgot to say, mention, he said. This is what they do to caribou and sheep a long time ago. Now he's going to talk about ground squirrel hunting.
There are 6 back to live what? Matik surak menyuk sumik iwali katak sirak tok tat pisani.
Tam ninyuk?
Inyuk tam na. Tasaman dakit kalakuk sak tak sirak sik mangata, sik pakak mangan, tali licho kasaw tigip lu.
Yeah, he said, when you're going ground squirrel hunting, of course you travel through a mountainous area. And when a person comes to a place where it's like this down below, like a, what would you call that? It's a bowl-like thing, but it's below the mountains anyway. When you come to a place like that, while you're still up on the mountains, you take your parkie off and go like this with your parkie. To see where the ground squirrel can make their first noise, or you know. Where the ground squirrels can make noises.
Tera argi muma tagun naglan upuna kirek sukurak nikangit. Cape Charlie.
Eh?
Between a rock, Mona, Kanga, and Mona, Kedrek Sotoni, Sixic Petamatka, one opinion me, Anishaxi Ami, Kazumuna, Apocita, Tigger Pisumakani, Mona Killer, the Katahotigan, the Kataxi Rakan, that the Pichuna Kedrek Shoot Money.
Okay, he said when they're roasting siksik bucks for eating in an open fire, you try and put wooden under your roast, not above it. Well, first I should have mentioned that they trap these, they got some kind of traps right by the burrow, you know, the little hole. They don't use bow and arrows or anything like that. They only use some kind of traps to trap those squirrels. So when you're roasting your ground squirrel, try not to put wood above your roast, but under it. Because if you do, your ground squirrel will make a hole above your trap and just escape there. But if you put your wood in under your roast, then you'll trap your squirrels. I wonder if you got beyond that.
I think so.
So that's the reason why you have to put your fetch more wood under your ground squirrel roast. Because they roast their ground squirrels, putting wood through the meat, you know, and just stand them in the ground and just roasting them. So you put your wood in under the ground squirrel.
There are times now, cutting it up, six,
you call ground squirrel hunting like this. Instead of directly saying they went ground squirrel hunting, they say this word instead. So niligorok it nakluorin siksikpak.
Eh, siksikpak asli so niligorok it naklu.
And this is what they call the ground squirrel. So niligorok.
Kanokrogo, Shawnee Ligor, that it not digger regale, six pages, Tamatka, Nekos in Yaktoni, and it got Russia Yaklovit Penny. There are a make sooner one, a ming and Nictoni, the Rakango, she looks low, she pasumat nago, the Runa called to honey in a long yellow. Akaralu, Kolu Puve, Umatalu, Taruna Kotuhunitatna, Anin Nakta, Tamna Arsi, Siliaka, Tatno Naksin, Koramik, Takitila Limik, Pichora Lakslu, Tatnitna, Nubiwang, Nishagumin Yaslu, Tatna Kaplaslu, Tatna Kidla Yakta, Matur Piplu, Malhova, Sikhsikpak, Imma. king walum ni pane reduction ni nak tici mata to dua rekte ti ta ta na isiga ni kun malu malu uko kini la lu ta ni nak tin nak tu ta ro le nak ta ni sik sik pu ta na se nak ti tu ni nak tin nganik tu ni ta ko gilu ni dibing nak mak ni ko rat mun ta ro bu na uno ko lu dat khamung ta no ko ra ha to dat to khamung khabru mung i lon ta na ta lik ke ta to lu ta man ta man na si o ta re ta lu ni si sha ok si lu ni ta re ta ni man sha ni li ga ro ke na ga ga ta sha ro ga ta ni lo ka ni lo ga ti na man
a the reason why they call the sikrik poksoni ligora is when you get your sikrik pok, you skin it and just gotta cut a slit about maybe 4 or 5 inches in the 4 inches maybe in the stomach, just enough to fit your hand in there, I guess, and pull all out the guts, the heart, the lungs, the stomach, everything. Put your hand in there and take everything out. And then after you do that, you get a piece of twig like this or a stick. And just like sewing back the slit that you make, you put your stick going through like this on the skin and patch it back. And then if there's two ground squirrels, you tie the feet together. Okay, they're skinned and there's no guts. You tie the feet together and hang them like this in a rack. So two squirrels are hanging by their feet like this together. And then you can get another piece of wood like this after you hang them. Okay, they're upside down now, head down and feet up. You get a stick like this and put a hole through the throat part while they're hanging upside down, and the